Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 11. A reading from Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term and that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All the people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, and then the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with the might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. Our second reading is from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 to 15a. A reading from 2 Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with the fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God? Because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt the fire. But in accordance with his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth, where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation.
Our gospel reading this morning is from Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. The Holy Gospel according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the darkness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And the people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of our Lord. Our Gospel reading this morning was from the first chapter of Mark. And Mark is believed to be the first gospel that was written. But what I find interesting is that there is no mention of Jesus' birth narrative. We do not hear the good news and the timeless story of his birth. We do not hear about the angels who announce his birth or the shepherds who travel to see him. The Gospels of Matthew and Luke both tell the good news of the birth story, and the Gospel of John begins with the beginning of time. Mark, however, begins with a simple phrase, the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. The good news in Mark harkens back to the prophets of the Old Testament, back to the proclamation in both Malachi and Isaiah that we read this morning, that a messenger would be sent to prepare the way for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our gospel reading today introduces us to that messenger, who was named John the Baptist, son of Elizabeth and a priest named Zechariah. We read in the Gospel of Luke that Elizabeth and Zechariah were faithful followers of God, living blamelessly and according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. They were aging and had been childless for many years and had all but given up on becoming parents. One day, Zechariah was visited by an angel who told him that he and Elizabeth would become parents to a son who would be named John. They were shocked because of their age, but overjoyed that God would bless them with a son. Many would rejoice at the birth of this tiny babe who was filled with the Holy Spirit even before his birth. The angel proclaimed that day that John, through the power and spirit of the prophet Elijah, would turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And this is where the Gospel of Mark begins. For over 400 years, the prophets had been silenced until the presence of John the Baptist, an itinerant preacher and baptizer. God sent John as a messenger to proclaim the good news, to proclaim unconditional love for all of humankind through the repentance and forgiveness of sins, to prepare the way for the one who was coming. John was a man who probably seemed larger than life to most folks back then. Drawings depict him as a man of great stature, with wild hair and a great bushy beard. He dressed simply in clothing made of camel's hair, like that of the prophet Elijah. He ate plain meals of locusts and wild honey, and he lived in the wilderness, forsaking community. John was a man of self-sacrifice, self-denial, and humility. For over 400 years, the prophets had been silenced, but John the Baptist's arrival changed everything. Folks heard the good news, and they heard about this man called John the Baptist. And they left the cities and towns where they lived in order to gather in the wilderness to be baptized by him, to prepare for the one who was to come. The people were looking for hope. They were looking for peace within the brokenness of their lives. They were looking for a promise for the future. They were looking for direction. They were looking for God to remedy all that was wrong with the world. The first century folks may not have been in exile like the people of Judah in our reading from Isaiah this morning, but they were under Roman occupation. They knew what it was like to live in oppression and hate within the greed and power of the empire. They were looking for something. They were looking for good news, and John was the messenger of that good news from God. Now, John did have power, but he used his power for good, so to speak. He could have proclaimed that he was the promised one. He did have the power of the Holy Spirit in him. But that was not who John was called to be. John was a true and devoted servant of God, who demonstrated humbleness and humility, authenticity, and great trust. The humbleness of John shows in his knowledge that he was a transitional character. He understood and he knew that the beginning of the good news was not with him or with the prophets. The beginning of the good news was and is Jesus Christ himself. John offered comfort to the people in that first century who were worn down and looking for profound hope in a broken world. John was like the voice in our reading from Isaiah, who offered comfort and hope to the exiles of Judah. He proclaimed that folks needed to prepare for the one who was coming, to wait and to repent and confess their sins. So it is fitting that we read this on this second Sunday of Advent. For Advent is a time of waiting, a time of hope and proclamation for things to come, a time to reflect and repent. I think our world today can use a little comfort as well. Perhaps we are in our own wilderness, just like the crowds who gathered to see John the Baptist. We are all tired. We are tired of COVID. We are tired of not being able to see our family and our friends. We are tired of cooking and miss going to our favorite restaurants. Or maybe that's just me. We miss church, and we just miss each other. We too are looking for direction and hope within the darkness, within the brokenness of our world. We are looking for a messenger who tells us to prepare for the one who is to come, for the one who offers us grace and mercy. Comfort does come in our reading from 2 Peter this morning. God knew what the people of Judah had went through. God knew what the first century Jewish folks went through under Roman occupation. And God knows what we are going through in our lives today. As I mentioned last week, throughout time and history, we are never alone. God knows our pain. God knows our struggles and our sorrows. And God comforts us throughout our daily lives and into our eternal life through the grace and mercy of his beloved and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May this comfort be a balm to our weary and tired souls. And may it bring peace and hope to our hearts and minds in this Advent season. Let us be like John the Baptist. Let us be messengers of God. Let us continue to live in the good news. And let us too prepare for the one that is to come. Because oh, what a day that will be. Amen. We will now sing our hymn of the day, All Earth is Hopeful, and that is found in the ELW on page 266, and there is also a YouTube link.